Have you ever considered that everything, from the stars and distant galaxies to your own thoughts, might be made of exactly the same substance? This isn't some New Age fantasy, but the foundation of Walter Russell's revolutionary cosmology. The universe isn't a collection of separate objects, but a unified field of mind substance expressing itself through rhythmic thinking processes. Everything we perceive as matter, energy, or space is simply this one substance in various states of motion. Think of it like water transforming between ice, liquid, and vapor. The molecular composition remains unchanged, while the form and properties shift dramatically. Similarly, what we perceive as solid matter is actually light. Not just visible light, but the entire spectrum of electromagnetic radiation, condensed into patterns that create the illusion of solidity. This explains why seemingly solid matter can be converted to energy and back again, as demonstrated by nuclear processes. When you look at another person or a distant star, you're not seeing something separate from yourself, but different expressions of the same universal substance. This understanding dissolves the illusion of separation that causes so much suffering and conflict. We're not isolated entities navigating through an external world, but individualized expressions of one infinite mind, temporarily manifesting in countless forms while remaining eternally unified at our source. Life isn't separate from matter, it is matter. The traditional boundary between living and non-living dissolves when we recognize that life is simply the effect of electromagnetic pulsations of thinking mind. Everything in the universe is alive, expressing life at different frequencies and complexities. Crystals exemplify this concept. They grow, respond to environmental conditions, evolve, heal when damaged, and reproduce by seeding new formations. The difference between a crystal and a cell isn't the presence of life, but its complexity. What we call death is merely a phase in the eternal cycle of assembling and disassembling. Like water changing state, life transforms rather than ends when a form dissolves. This eternal cycling mirrors natural processes, like the water and carbon cycles, and the continuous exchange of matter in ecosystems. How might our relationship with nature transform if we understood that mountains, oceans, and atmosphere are as alive as forests and animals? Thinking isn't just a brain activity. It's the fundamental creative process of the universe. Universal thinking oscillates between stability and apparent instability, manifesting as elongated spheres with opposing spiral waves that express all phenomena. Light, heat, electricity, form, time, and space. When you think, you participate in this universal process, creating patterns in mind substance that follow the same principles governing galaxies and atoms. This thinking process creates the sequences that constitute our experience of time. The process alternates between generation, attractive, gravitative, positive, electric force, and radiation, repulsive, emanative, negative, magnetic force. These opposing forces create motion in opposition, with energy remaining constant across all 10 octaves of creation despite dimensional variations. Like breathing concentrates and disperses air, the universe breathes through similar opposing impulses, with all matter being simultaneously generative and radiative. If thinking shapes reality, could we learn to think in light, accessing dormant creative capacities in the higher octaves of mind? Russell redefined sex beyond biology as a cosmic principle governing force and motion. It represents mind's father-mother substance divided into opposites through contrary desires of electricity and magnetism in thinking. This principle exists everywhere from subatomic particles to galaxies. All things contain both male and female qualities in varying proportions, with biological gender being just one expression of this universal principle. idea transforms into form through male generative thinking and returns through female radiative thinking. Reproduction happens when sex thinking unites in equilibrium. All motion occurs in waves embodying both principles, action being male and electropositive, reaction being female and electronegative. This view transcends rigid gender categories, as maleness and femaleness exist as universal principles in everything. Every person embodies both principles in unique combinations. True creation requires balanced integration of generative, male, and radiative, female thinking. A society overvaluing either principle becomes imbalanced, similar to how elements with extreme predominance of either principle form unstable compounds. Our perception of three-dimensional, infinite space is a fundamental misconception. Dimension is merely an appearance, an effect of motion with no actual existence. When objects disappear from perception, the distance between them ceases to exist, like a hologram's apparent depth on a flat surface. Matter is frozen light, crystallized from lower octaves of thinking, similar to water vapor crystallizing into ice. The inner mind operates at higher octaves, where matter is dimensionless, a state difficult to comprehend with sensation-based consciousness, but consistent with quantum mechanics. Einstein showed that space and time are relative to the observer's frame of reference. Russell extends this, suggesting space itself is non-existent, making extension and continuity also non-existent. Any line of direction in apparent space is curved and would eventually return to its starting point. This perspective transforms our understanding of phenomena like quantum entanglement. If space is ultimately an illusion, distance becomes meaningless at certain reality levels. Behind nature's diversity lies a simple pattern, the formula of locked potentials. This sequence represents the orderly progression that mind uses to manifest form and return it to disappearance. This formula governs everything from the periodic table to color spectra, from musical scales to stellar life cycles. It appears in wave mechanics, crystal structures, plant growth, and human breathing, building to a peak, then returning to rest. Musical scales progress through octaves, each note vibrating at twice the frequency of its counterpart in the previous octave. Similarly, elements organize into octaves following mathematical relationships. Gold differs from carbon not in substance, but in motion intervals, with each element representing a specific vibratory rate. Understanding the motion that assembles elements could enable transmutation through interchange of potentials, as occurs in stellar nucleosynthesis. Could we develop energy sources harnessing these compression-expansion cycles, or create manufacturing using harmonic resonance rather than force? Within every human lies dormant genius waiting to be awakened. Genius isn't rare, but the natural state of mind, thinking in higher octaves. The difference between ordinary thinking and genius is simply accessing these higher frequencies of consciousness. Knowledge isn't acquired from outside, but recollected from within. When we learn something new, we're remembering experiences from higher octaves. All thinking is universal, and thinking beings create in unison. Russell describes inspiration as the process where man becomes a divine messenger delivering revelation from the Holy of Holies. The genius thinks in light, accessing higher consciousness. No work of man can endure which is not born of inspiration and created in ecstasy. Our most valuable creations come from aligning with higher frequencies of mind. History's greatest innovations emerged from inspiration rather than logical deduction. What if education focused on awakening innate genius rather than transferring information? Humanity's evolution may depend on awakening the wisdom within each other, learning to think in light and express that illumination in our daily lives.